Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you on Saturday, August 19th, 2017. And it's about 9 in the morning over on the West Coast in the USA and noon over on the East Coast, probably about lunchtime, snack time. So let's just start in because today is a 30-minute show, we have some really important issues that are happening right here in the good old USA that affects the rest of the world, such as Communist Party rising in the United States of America under disruptive groups, in my opinion, at least communist leanings of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And we have all these groups and paid protesters creating civil unrest in the USA and expanding over to Europe, and paid by a man named George Soros, a billionaire, who has taken down economic systems in the world, according to the news articles of his past. And he's even banned from a couple of countries. And his goal is, of course, to take down America, Europe, and all of Western civilization and make communist China the superstar, the financial power and military power of the world before he passes on, because I believe he's very elderly and about 90 or so. And so I don't know if this was his dream, since he worked for Hitler and the Nazis, or if it was the dream of his father, like Obama. So H.R. McMaster, who was in the Trump cabinet, endorsed a book called Jihad Peaceful, Al-Qaeda Terrorism Resistance. And this is on Jihad Watch. You can look it up online. H.R. McMaster endorsed a book called Jihad Peaceful, Al-Qaeda Terrorism Resistance by Aaron Klein, Breitbart, August 18, 2017. Well, Linda Sarsour is alleged to be linked to Al-Qaeda terrorist group, and she is the lady whose parents were born over in the Middle East. She was born in America, and she cannot, in my opinion, be a loyal patriot, natural-born American. She is a naturalized American because her parents are foreigners who immigrated to America. So that makes her a naturalized citizen, which is much different, because the natural-born American is innate to the soil. The natural-born American earns and receives their birthright from two legal Americans, who, and the baby is born on U.S. soil, which separates the natural-born citizen from the naturalized citizens. Naturalized citizens can never be a U.S. president. A natural-born citizen has the honor and the privilege and the right to run for U.S. president. And a usurper should go to jail for treason. Well, H.R. McMaster endorsed this book, and it's called Jihad Peaceful, Al-Qaeda Terrorism Resistance by Aaron Klein, Breitbart, August 18, 2017. Tel Aviv, a book on terrorism endorsed and tortured and touted by H.R. McMaster, the embattled White House National Security Advisor, calls Hamas an Islamic political group while failing to categorize the deadly organization as a terrorist group, and refers to Al-Qaeda attacks and anti-Israel terrorism as resistance. Resistance against what? They aren't resisting anything. They are not resisting anything. They are attempting to impose tyrannical laws upon the world. They aren't resisting anything. They are carrying on their passion of more than 1,000 years to kill all the Christians, all the Jews, all the infidels, infiltrate Western civilization as written and stated strategic goals, overpopulate, which they've already done in their country. It's more than 1 billion of them. Like in China, they're overpopulated, and in Africa, they're overpopulated. So, of course, they want to steal our land. There's so many of them. China wants our land because of overpopulation, and they don't like capitalism, God, or freedom. And then we have Africa, who's continuing to overpopulate, and you have famine, and you have contaminated water, and you don't have enough hospitals or medical supplies, and you have countries such as China, the USA, and other countries going into Africa to rip off their minerals and their ivory and their gold and silver and whatever else, diamonds, diamond mines, whatever else they have that the rest of the world wants. So here we are with communism rising in Western civilization, and we have McMaster saying that Al-Qaeda, whose goal is to wipe out Israel and Western civilization, is nothing more than a political group of resistance. That's not true. A political group of resistance can resist by protesting and marching. Unfortunately, many times they get violent, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And again, that's paid by George Soros, the billionaire, in using our United States charitable status, which should be against the law, for political use and abuse of Americans. So this is not resistance. This is a goal to impose Sharia law and the one world religion bonded to the one world political agendas on the rest of the world, and if you don't comply, you die. That is not resistance. That's premeditated murder and treason and traitors on the rest of the world. And it's genocide. Resistance groups aren't involved, for the most part, in genocide. That's tyranny. The work frames, and it also diminishes the evil agendas of Al-Qaeda, and it diminishes the lives of our U.S. military who died on the battlefield or were maimed on the battlefield fighting against Al-Qaeda, and the U.S. Navy SEALs who were sent in to take out Osama bin Laden or his double, because they wanted to silence, it appears, the U.S. Navy SEALs who they sent in as heroes, who are heroes, to take him out or his double, which they would not have known. And if that were the program, then only the White House would know those facts because they produced fake photos and they were called on it because they think the American people are stupid and wouldn't notice, but we did. And they finally had to admit it. Then they sent the same U.S. Navy SEALs, which is very unusual after Biden, outed their names, which is, and never was, never happened in the past, because their names are to be confidential, because it risks their lives and the lives of their families. But he did it anyway, and nobody seemed to care about that. Then Obama decides to send them over to Afghanistan in some old helicopter on some secret mission in the middle of the night, which is unusual too, because from what I've read, they don't send the same team on a second mission, which he did. And somehow there was a leak because the Afghans knew they were coming, shot them down and murdered them. And McMaster says this is nothing more than a political resistance. Well, he's wrong. He's very wrong. And the families of those military men, U.S. Navy SEALs, and all who were maimed or are lying as under the ground as fallen soldiers, the heroes, were not fighting against a resistance group. They were fighting against a tyrannical, evil mindset to wipe out everyone who refuses to comply with their tyrannical laws and religion, under the guise of religion. Because in America, a cult is not a religion, but many cults are under the guise of a religion. In America, a Christian nation whose laws are rooted in the Bible and the Ten Commandments, who now these communists want to rip off our walls and destroy the Bible and rip off the crosses and say that the Pledge of Allegiance offends them, the United States flag offends them, the national anthem offends them, which Obama said offended him. He mocked the Bible, he mocked Jesus, he mocked the Sermon on the Mount. He said the Constitution was meaningless, Congress was meaningless, and that the national anthem had to be changed because it was offensive, and that the only book that didn't offend him was the Quran. And people cheered, yes, we can, yes, we can. What? Yes, we can. Take down America. That's what you were chanting, if you were chanting and voted for Obama and his regime. Jared Michelle, who said in her last speech before she left office, before she left the White House, talking to the Muslims, this is a Muslim country and they are never to forget it. Obama said, we are no longer a Christian nation. They were telling you, and you didn't listen, America. You weren't listening, 51% of you. He was telling you he's taking down America, taking out America, and bringing in the Muslim Brotherhood, which he did, and met with them many times, funded them, funded Muslim Brotherhood leaders, him and Hillary. And then they funded the program, the pre-planned program, to invade our nation with a foreign invasion of radicals who they lifted the quotas through the State Department while Hillary was the Secretary of State, and funded the federal agencies to do very little or no vetting as far as radicalism, background checks, and to ties to terrorist groups and health care checks. But they did hand them cash, according to the whistleblowers, and HUD housing and food stamps and Obamacare and everything they would need to survive while they're in their no-go zones and training camps with weapons demanding that the law enforcers and FBI not search the grounds upon which they took control on U.S. soil or cities. How could anyone like McMaster's or unless you're a convert or any American or any infidel from Europe or China or Russia or any other country walk across their borders illegally and or legally and demand that they replace their laws with the U.S. Constitution and began building Christian churches across their nation, 57 of them, and westernize their country because we're going to send millions of people into their country to live, and they are to provide them with health care and housing and food and no-go zones and training camps. How would that work out? Because that's what's happened here in America. It's working out just fine so far for them. That is not a political activist resistance group. It's far, far beyond that. Why would we have to have the military involved if that's all it was? Or if it was just a religion. But a cult is different than a religion. Jim Jones said he was a religion, a Christian religion, in fact, and he was a cult. And people died. Americans died, and a congressman died. They were murdered when they were outed. And then there was the Manson cult. And Americans were murdered. And then there was the Scientology organization that some people say is a religion and some people say is a cult. I don't know. I've never been to a Scientology facility, but that's what's written about them. So there's controversy about Scientology as well. And there are other religions where they have degrees of people who are in charge of their religion who are outed not confirmed by anyone in the media, to my knowledge, of their wrongdoings under the guise of religion. And there are people who claim to be these pastors who are becoming multimillionaires, and they're nothing but a cult unto themselves to become very wealthy. And then remember the Moonies who would kidnap Americans and the youth, and then they would brainwash them, and the parents had to hire investigators to go in and find their children and try to kidnap them back from the Moonie cult. And it was nothing more than a cult for sex of young girls, just like at the Jim Jones religious cult. So you have to be really careful, because under the Middle East religion, the men say the women have no rights, the children have no rights. And that is their right to rape women, gang rape women, maim women, and kill women if they choose to do so. And in America, we just had a Somalian Muslim who infiltrated into the police department shoot an American woman, a mom, in cold blood because she called for help, because there were there was a Middle East gang vandalizing their neighborhood, according to the news. This is not religion. This is under the guise of religion. Cults are under the guise of religion. Cults can kidnap, they can use and traffic women and children for sex. They can auction off women like ISIS does and sell them as objects, sex objects. They can stone them. They can behead them. They can marry children. They could commit incest. So it appears to me that anyone in America who approves of these agendas as a religion is probably a pedophile. So, the book reviewed in full by this reporter was authored by United States military officer Yusuf H. Abul Anin and is titled Militant Islamic Ideology: Understanding the Global Threat. McMaster provided a glowing blurb for the book jacket, referring to Abul Anin's book as an excellent starting point for understanding terrorist ideology. McMaster also promoted the book in Armor, A-R-M-O-R, the Journal of the U.S. Army's Armor Branch, published at Fort Benning, Georgia, where McMaster served as commanding general at the Fort Benning Maneuver Center of Excellence. McMaster wrote in his blurb for the book, "Militant Islamic ideology deserves a wide readership among all those concerned with the problem of transnational terrorism, their ideology, and our efforts to combat those organizations that pose a serious threat to current and future generations of Muslims and non-Muslims alike." In the blurb, McMaster revealed his own views on terrorism, claiming that terrorist organizations use a narrow and irreligious ideology to recruit undereducated and disenfranchised people to their cause. The book may offer a primer into critical national security views held by McMaster, who has claimed that Islamic terrorist organizations are really un-Islamic and are really irreligious organizations who cloak themselves in the false legitimacy of Islam. Well, if we go back over 1,000 years since Islam was, I don't know, or let's just say the Middle East was founded, is all we see is death and destruction. That's it. What else do we see? Death and destruction. And how many resist? How many of the citizens, a billion people in 57 countries, resist? They all appear on video and television in the news and through their own foreign news outlets, writings, publications, that they aren't resisting, that they are actually moving forward with their stated and written strategic goal under the Muslim Brotherhood to succeed and kill all the infidels, wipe out Israel, America, and Europe, and invade, infiltrate, overpopulate, and dominate the world. That's their stated and strategic goal. And they have infiltrated, and everybody knows it. So what's wrong with our military? What's wrong with calling up the National Guard to secure our borders while they're allegedly building a wall. Well, they have drones. They have tasers. Buy on legal Americans, and they are. They have technology that goes way beyond our knowledge that they don't disclose. And yet, they can see this long line of illegals invading our nation. It's a foreign invasion, illegally, which is a federal crime. Not knowing who these people are, what their intent is, and Obama and Hillary using taxpayers' money at a minimum of $220 million to fund the agencies to lift the quotas and let as many Muslims into the country with little or no vetting as possible, and using DHS, at the time Jay Johnson, to use taxpayer money to bus them around the country and scatter them around the country in the night, as Obama was flying them in secretly in the night using U.S. tax dollars. So doesn't Congress have to approve all of that money? And when did they approve it? Because it wasn't according to the will of the majority of Americans. That's for darn sure. Who were the resistors? That's the resistance. The American people are the resistors to this foreign invasion. And Obama and Hillary wanted a minimum of 5 million Muslims linked to terrorist group known as Hamas to begin the infiltration into America, who are either members or links to the terrorist organization Hamas from Palestine. That's in his executive order. So this is not an illegal immigration issue. This is a foreign invasion. And according to the U.S. Constitution, it is an act of war against America and the American people and our way of life, our Constitution, our sovereignty, our Christian beliefs and foundation, the Bible, the cross. It is a total, 100% foreign invasion, and it is an act of war. Nothing more, nothing less. This is These terrorists are not a political resistance group. They are not resisting. They are imposing and demanding that the world accept their ideologies, comply or die, period. That's it. You're not going to give them a hug and they're going to say, okay, we will halt our demands upon Western civilization. No, you're not going to tell them to destroy all their articles and publications and books, are you? Or take down their buildings, their mosque. Nope, aren't going to do that, because Obama wrote a law or implemented a law that the Democrats passed called the Hate Crimes Bill. And if you are accused of offending them, it appears that Americans and military men have been charged with offending them. If that isn't the craziest thing ever and should be nullified immediately by President Trump, I don't know what is. Absolutely insanity going on in the White House since 2007. Well, God bless you. God bless America. Enjoy your Saturday. I'm going to enjoy mine, God willing. I'll talk to you on Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast in the USA. You have to look up the time in your area or your country. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo, signing off on Colombo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio Network.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion? Not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.